This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's next governor will set the agenda for state government, but how much he's able to accomplish will depend in large part on who controls the legislature. Republicans currently control both houses of the legislature, but Democrats would need to flip just two seats to win control of the state Senate. That's put a spotlight on a handful of competitive Senate races around Wisconsin. We'll hear reports on three of them this morning, the first from Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson.
Wisconsin's 17th state Senate district includes parts of nine counties in southwest Wisconsin. But even people who don't live there might have been hearing about the candidates on TV.
I'm Howard Markline. I'm proud to have kept my word to look after your tax dollars.
Money has flowed into this race, both from outside groups and the candidates. Spring Green Republican Senator Howard Markline's campaign alone has spent more than $800,000 this year. Markline's pitch to voters is about money.
They may not agree with me on every issue, but they know I'm watching the checkbook.
Markline was first elected to the Senate in 2014 and served 4 years in the state assembly before that. He's a certified public accountant and a member of the legislature's budget committee, where he helped identify more than $1 billion in financial reserves at the University of Wisconsin system. The legislature has frozen tuition for in-state students every year since.
I can tell you that every student at UW-Platteville today is saving $2,500 because of the work that I did finding that those cash balances back in 2013. We haven't had a tuition increase since that time.
Markline says he'd like to spend more on rural roads. And then when it comes to road funding, quote, everything is on the table, including possibly raising the gas tax. He voted to increase funding for schools last year, but won't promise it again next year until he sees the rest of the budget.
I'm Chris Marion.
Hi, I'm Brenda.
I'm running for state Senate this year.
Okay.
Markline's opponent, Democrat Chris Marion, runs a small farm and a bed and breakfast in Blanchardville. She got to know state politics when she pushed for a law and then a lawsuit to allow for the sale of home-baked goods in Wisconsin. As she meets with voters in Monroe, Marion blames Markline for the poor state of roads.
Do you know anything about Markline?
Nope.
He's been in for 8 years, four budgets. He's on the Joint Finance Committee and the Transportation Committee, and I hold him responsible for these roads.
Marion says Markline hurt schools when he cut education funding in earlier budgets. She also faults him for supporting Wisconsin's Foxconn bill.
I mean, you can't knock on a door or sit next to someone at a bar or, you know, even stop to fill gas up in a van that says Chris Marion on it without somebody talking to you about Foxconn. It's incredibly unpopular out here.
Despite the Senate district's Republican lean, it's been competitive in other races. President Obama won here by 14 percentage points. Marion realizes a race like hers could decide the Senate. She says a balanced legislature would go a long way toward better discussions in state government. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Sean Johnson.
And I'm Patty Murray. The race for the 19th state Senate district could affect control of state government, but a local issue has been front and center here, including at a recent forum.
Welcome to this candidates forum. It's co-sponsored.
The Fox Valley district is in papermaking country, or at least it used to be. Several mills have closed, and Kimberly Clark has said it may shut down its Cold Spring plant that employs 500 people. Appleton Republican State Senator Roger Roth sponsored a bill that would offer more than $100 million and state tax credits to the company to keep it open. Roth says the entire region would benefit.
It will be a boom for Northeast Wisconsin in every job up and down that supply chain.
But the bill went nowhere in the Senate. Roth's Democratic opponent, Lee Snodgrass of Appleton, blamed Roth for its failure, saying he should have involved both parties in finding a solution.
Certainly we don't want to see them leave, but it's difficult when we have a profitable corporation who we're offering tax incentives to.
Roth, the nephew of former U.S. Representative Toby Roth, says he'll try for a vote on the bill during an extraordinary session after the election. He says it's important to get the Kimberly-Clark deal right.
They've been part of this community for 150 years, and that's why it's so important that we do what we can to keep them here. You can recognize.
Snodgrass says she worked in a mill while in college. She's now a director of communications for the Girl Scouts in parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. She questioned why Roth didn't bring this bill up before the election.
We all could have had an answer last March. Right now, that has just left people hanging. So that uncertainty has already left a number of people to leave that facility.
Roth won his first race in 2014 by almost 15%. percentage points, but there are reasons Democrats are competing here. President Trump won this district by just 7 points, and President Obama drew even here in his last election. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Patty Murray.
And I'm Ximena Condi. By most measures, Wisconsin's 5th state Senate district in southeast Wisconsin is a Republican stronghold. Mitt Romney won the district by double digits in 2012. So did Governor Scott Walker in 2014. But President Donald Trump's struggles with traditionally Republican suburban voters were evident here in 2016. Trump won this district by just 1 percentage point, giving Democrats a potential opening. At a recent forum between the candidates for this state Senate seat, most of the discussion focused on state issues.
Not every school that takes vouchers is bad, but the reality is that too many of them are.
That's Democrat Julie Hensy of Wauwatosa. She's a corporate trainer, outdoor adventure coach, and political newcomer. Hensy says there's a lack of accountability with the state's voucher program, and it shouldn't grow anymore until those issues are dealt with. Her opponent is Brookfield Republican State Representative Dale Coinga. He announced his campaign after current GOP State Senator Leah Vukmir launched her bid for U.S. Senate. Coinga is an Army reservist, a certified public accountant, and an outspoken advocate for school vouchers.
It's parents who expand school choice. It's not legislators.
There are hints of the national political debate at this forum. Coinga warns against too much government involvement in healthcare.
Universal healthcare is going to put nearly the entire population on Medicaid. We cannot afford that.
Coinga says the solution to rising healthcare costs is more flexibility with the Medicare program. Hensy says universal healthcare could save people money in the long run.
Quality, affordable healthcare is a right, and we should have a healthcare system that meets our citizens' needs without placing the burden on employers.
The tone of national politics is also on the minds of voters at this forum. Mary McNulty lives in Waukesha and plans on voting for Coinga because of his experience. She says she's disheartened by how divided the country has become.
I'm scared about what's happening in that we want to throw everybody out for somebody new, and I then think that we're so much further off from getting ahead of where we are at this moment.
Milwaukee resident Elena Calhoun plans to vote for Hensy. She says the election of Donald Trump made her more engaged.
The day after the inauguration, I took a bus to Washington, and I was at that women's march, and I haven't stopped since.
That's carried over into local races like the 5th State Senate District, one of a handful that could decide control over the Senate for the next 2 years. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Ximena Condi.